Oh, hey, ho, ho, hey. You might notice I'm a bit bunged up right now. I've got a bit of a sort of a throaty thing from being ill. But I'm walking home, and after, two really unhearable tapes, after recording a couple of times, it didn't really work. Recording again, hello. Yes, this is what I do when I walk home. I tend to talk to the phone in the hope of it creating an actual thing that people possibly hear and enjoy. Anyway, well, they're not enjoy, but get an insight. Insights are good, Oh dear me, why is that? Okay, but this is the whole thing. I've been out today with basically people I know from school, a wife of someone I know from school, and my 2 years younger sister, who's, it was her first night out since she's had a kid. She had a young boy. She gave birth to a boy, like 3 or 4 weeks ago. I don't know, sometime in the recent past. So yeah, he's a little kid. And it's the first time she's been out properly since, that's happened. So, a really good night. It's an interesting evening. And it's interesting, because you hear people, when you're out with people you know from your youth, people you know from like before you actually even had sexual thoughts, you do kind of have these sort of conversations like, well, I did this with these people, or like, when I'm with these people in this way, we do this. And you have conversations that you would not have with anyone else. And you have conversations that are just so, individual, so sort of requiring of individual knowledge. It's like you share informations. No, that's not a word. Well, it's an incorrect plural. But you share a piece of information you would not even dare to share with anyone else, including your doctor, in many respects. So it's interesting to hear what you have to say, and it's interesting to hear what you have to say to yourself sometimes, going, well, I did this. And you people saying, well, I did this, it was terrible. And you take all those things on board and keep them in mind for when gossip is later required. And then I was talking to my sister while we were waiting for a taxi to get home. And I was like, oh, I downloaded the Care Bears movie. Which I know many people went, oh, look, Care Bears movie. How fucking silly is that? Why is a 28-year-old man watching a Care Bears movie? It's because me and my sister used to watch it all the time, and she was all like, when I said, I downloaded the Care Bears movie, she was like, oh my god, you downloaded the Care Bears movie, that's amazing. You have to get me a copy, and so I'm going to give her a copy, and she can watch it with her kid. And she was like, oh, we're under it, stuck underneath the table. And I was like, yes, we're stuck underneath the table. And she was like, oh my god. Like, literally, that was the conversation we had. Okay, probably less exclamation, probably less, outright sort of, oh, my baby hair! Less, voice, probably dialed down the whole, campus a little bit, because, I'm not, as a rule, particularly camp, but, when it comes to exaggeration, you can be as camp as you like, eh? That's pretty much how it works, right? Right, so, anyway, that's my update. Wow, that's amazing. This is already a minute shorter than any of the previous tries of doing this. Which basically gives you an idea of how I can exactly entertain myself on a fucking 20-minute walk home. If you have been able to understand this, I applaud you, I salute you. And, I will hopefully see all y'all soon. If this has been kind of confusing and will be better done with some sort of, visual gesticulation, by all means, badger me to make a video. I've been Dave. Good night.